الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. ما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters. حياكم الله يا الأخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءاتي دروس الحج. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this new session of the sessions of Hajj or lessons of Hajj. وكنا في لقاء الأمس ذكرنا بأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ركب ناقته القصوى، اتجه إلى مكة وأهل بالتوحيد. We mentioned yesterday that he صلى الله عليه وسلم got on his camel القصوى and moved directing to Mecca. وهنا يصف جابر هذا المشهد العظيم فيقول, and here Jabir describes this magnificent gathering, and he says, فنظرت بين يدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مد بصري من راكب وماش وعن يميني مثل ذلك. وعن شمالي مثل ذلك ومن ورائي مثل ذلك. He رضي الله عنه said that I have looked to the front of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم as my vision can reach, seeing people walking and riding, and to his right side the same, as well as the left side and the back side. ولزم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تلبيته, and he صلى الله عليه وسلم continued his تلبيه. والناس يزيدون, and the people add to his تلبيه. ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ينزل عليه القرآن, and he صلى الله عليه وسلم the Quran is descended on him. فلم ينكر على أحد, and he object nobody. حتى إذا بلغوا سرف وهو موضع بين مكة والمدينة, أقرب ما يكون إلى مكة, up until they reach سرف مكة and مدينة, very close to مكة. فدخل على عائشة رضي الله عنها فإذا هي حزينة. He entered the tent of Aisha رضي الله عنها, finding her very sad. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا أنا فشتي. صلى الله عليه وسلم said to her, have you got menses؟ ثم بين لها أمرا عاما, and then he clarified to her a very important issue. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ذاك شيء كتبه الله على بنات آدم. عيسى صلى الله عليه وسلم said to her, that is a thing Allah تعالى have written for upon the daughters of Adam. Meaning to have the menses. فلما أقبل على مكة اغتسل قبل دخول took a shower before he entered مكة ودخل متواضعا لله عز وجل. And he entered مكة very humbly, in a very humbleness way, in a very humble way. ثم طاف بالبيت مطبعا وأمر أصحابه بالطباع. In the position of الطباع, and this was the first time when الطباع was made, yet it was told to the people, and it is to uncover the right hand shoulder, the right shoulder. وطبع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الأشواط السبعة كل السبعة كلها. And he performed الطباع in the whole seven rounds. والطباع سنة في طواف العمرة وطواف القدوم. And الطباع السنة in the طواف of عمرة and طواف of arrivals in حج. As for other than these two places or times, al-tiba' must not be practiced. وَرَمَلَ الْأَشْوَاطَ الثَّلَاثَةَ الْأُوَلِ. والرمل هو مقاربة والإسراع بالخطى مع والإسراع بالمشي مع مقاربة الخطى. And he did رمل on the first three circles of tawaf. And ramal is fast walking with yani making the steps close. And this was for the first three rounds. Anaka fa'innahu فإن الرمل يكون في الأشواط الثلاثة الأول ولا يكون إلا في طواف عمرة إلا في طواف عمرة وطواف قدوم. And it would only be in طواف of عمرة and طواف of arrivals. وكان قد بدأ من الحجر الأسود فقبله وحث على تقبيله وقال بأن تقبيله يحط الخطايا والذنوب. And he began with the black began his tawaf from the black stone, and he kissed it, and he said that kissing the black stone will drop all the sins. ثم مضى يدعو ربه ويبتهل إليه ويذكره ويناجيه. And he moved, supplicating his Lord, glorifying him, praying for him. لكنه لم يكن يرفع صوته بذلك، وكان كل من معه كل يدعو ويذكر بمفرده. But he, صلى الله عليه وسلم, did not raise his voice with dua or dhikr. And he did not encourage no one to do so, meaning to raise his voice. But everyone used to supplicate and glorify his Lord alone. With low voice. وكان كلما مر بالركن اليماني استلمه بيمينه قائلا الله أكبر. And he used, whenever he passed by الركن اليماني, he wiped over it with his right hand, saying الله أكبر. وكان يقول بين الركن اليماني والحجر الأسود, and he used to say between الركن اليماني and الحجر الأسود, ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ولم يكن يزد على ذلك شيئا, ولا زاد أصحابه, ولا تجوز الزيادة على ذلك شيئا. And he, صلى الله عليه وسلم, did not used to add nothing to this, nor that his companions did so. And it is not permissible to do so, to add. فلما فرغ من أشواطه السبع غطى كتفه الأيمن وأتى مقام إبراهيم وقرأ قول الله عز وجل واتخذ من مقام إبراهيم مصلى. ثم صلى خلف المقام, جعل المقام بينه وبين الكعبة ركعتين سنة الطواف. عليه الصلاة والسلام, after he finished the seven rounds of tawaf, he came to مقام إبراهيم. And he recited the ayah where Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّخِذُوا مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ مُصَلَّى. And pray by مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And then he prayed two rak'ah, sunnah of tawaf. قَرَأَ فِيهِمَا فِي الْأُولَى الفاتحة وقل يا أيها الكافرون, وفي الثانية بالفاتحة وقل هو الله أحد. وجاء في رواية أخرى لأنه قدم الإخلاص على الكافرون. And he then, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, prayed two rak'ah, making the Maqam Ibrahim between him and the Kaaba, and recited the ayah of the ayah, وَاتَّخِذُوا مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ مُصَلَّى. And take Maqam Ibrahim as a place where you pray. The two rak'ah sunnah for tawaf. And he recited in the first rak'ah, الكافرون الفاتحة عن الكافرون, and in the second rak'ah الفاتحة عن قسارد, the إخلاص first and the كافرون after that. ثم انطلق إلى زمزم فشرب منها وصب على رأسه. And then he went to Zamzam, the well of Zamzam, and he drank from it and he poured over his head. ثم أتى المروة. And then he came to the Marwa mountain. فرقى عليه قليلا, he climbed it a little bit. وكان يقرأ قول الله عز وجل إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله. And he was reciting this ayah. ثم قال أبدأ بما بدأ الله به. And then he said, I began with what Allah تعالى began with. يعني يبدأ طوافه بالمكان الذي بدأ الله ذكره, بدأ الله بذكره. That means that he begins his sa'i from the place where Allah Ta'ala began or mentioned first. ثم استقبل القبلة ثم استقبل القبلة وقال. And then he turned to the, towards the Qibla and said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allahu wahdah. La sharika la anjaza wa'dah wa nasar abdah wa azam al-ahzaba wahdah. La ilaha illa Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allahu wahdah. La sharika la ulal mulku la alhamdu wa ala kulli shayin qadir. لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. ثم رفع يديه ودعا طويلا ثم خفضهما وعاد الذكر وأعاد الذكر ثم رفعهما ودعا ثم خفضهما ثم رفعهما نعم ثم خفضهما طويلا ثم هبط يسعى بين الجبلين. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stood on the mountain of As-Safa, facing the Kaaba, and he said this dhikr, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allahu wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahu al-mulk, wa alhamdulillah, ala kulli shayin qadir, La ilaha illa Allahu wahdahu, anjaza wahdahu, wa nasara abdahu, wa hazama al-ahzab wahdahu. And then he raised his hand and supplicated for long. And then he puts his hand down and again repeated that dhikr. And then after he finished the dhikr, he raised his hand and supplicated for long. And then he put his hand and then brought that dhikr again. And then he came down to the mas'a walking. قَبَّتْ قَدَمَهُ فِي بَطْنِ الْوَادِي سعى سعيا حثيثا وقال اقعد الوادي الى شدة. And when he began crossing the valley, he صلى الله عليه وسلم crossed it fast, jogging or running. And he said, This valley must not be caught except in fast. حتى أتى جبل المروة، فلما انتهى خرج من الوادي مشى على هينته. And when he crossed the valley, which is now between the two green signs, he walked normally. Up until he reached the mountain of المروة, فرقى عليه, and he climbed over it. واستقبل القبلة, and he faced the Kaaba, and he فعل عليه مثل ما فعل على جبل الصفا. And he did on it exactly what he did on الصفا. وهكذا استمر حتى كان الشوط السابع لما انتهى. لما انتهى به السعي إلى جبل المروة. ولم يكن يقرأ الآية إن الصفا والمروة بداية كل شوط ولا نهاية كل شوط، وإنما قرأها بداية السعي أول مرة ولم يقرأها عقب ذلك البتة. And he never used to recite إن الصفا والمروة at the beginning of every سعي circle or at the end of it, but he used to recite it once when he came from طواف to سعي and that never came back to it. فلما فرغ من فلما فرغ من سعيه وقف على جبل المروة وخطب الناس. And when he finished his سعي, he stood on the mountain of المروة and he gave a خطبة, a sermon to the people. وهذا ما نكمل نبدأ معه إن شاء الله تعالى وصف و الفوائد من هذه الحجة المباركة في غدنا بإذن الله. And this is what we are going to begin with in describing this beneficial Hajj of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم tomorrow إن شاء الله تعالى. والله تعالى أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سلم تسليما كثيرا. فإذا كان هناك أسئلة ترفع الآن أنا منه إن شاء الله. نعم أبي الله. Admins, as we said, that the questions must be raised to you and then you raise them. No unread that in the room, please. طيب هذا سؤال السائل أبي الله أو أطيع الله. قل بارك الله فيكم. My first question is أمين وفيكم بارك الله. When is the best time for someone who's doing Hajj for the first time to make the Ihram for Hajj? If you are before the 8th of the Hijjah by some time, then you better do Hajj Tamattu. So you perform the Umrah, get off your Ihram, and then on the 8th of the Hijjah, on the 8th of the Hijjah, at Duha, and around 10 a.m., you put on your Ihram, and you put on your Ihram from where you are staying in Mecca, like in the hotel, or something like that. like that. He didn't need to go out of your place. That's on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah. Na'am, Allahu A'lam. Second question of Obey Allah, is it compulsory to remove the pubic hair before Ihram? No, it is not, compulsory, but it is preferable. It is not compulsory, but it is preferable. Allahu A'lam. It's recommended. Third question, can female wear socks above the ankles, below, and can they be wiped over during Ihram? Yes, women are allowed to wear socks and shoes as well. And they are allowed to wipe over the socks for 3 days and nights together. 3 days and nights together, because they are travelers. Even if they are in the Ihram, because socks and shoes is not allowed for men only, not women. Na'am, wallahu a'lam. Na'am, any more questions? Na'am, again, Obey Allah says, how should female cut hair? Okay, this is good question. If the woman's hair is braided, then from the end of each braid, she takes one finger knot of her index finger. One finger knot. The knot has, which has the this size, one finger knot. But if the hair is loose, then she grabs the hair from the head like this, from the sides of the head, and putting the thumb at the back of the ears, and putting the middle fingers on the beginning of the hair growth on the forehead, and move them all together to the back up until she comes to the end of her hair, and whatever remains in her hand that time, she takes one finger knot size of it. And whatever slipped out of the hand grab, this is no problem. She does not need to chase every piece of hair. But she gathered all the hair together to the end of it, and from the end of it, the bottom of it, she takes one finger knot of it. Wallahu a'lam. Any more questions? Fine. Here we end up our session. Willing to meet once again tomorrow. May Allah Ta'ala extend our lives on His obedience. Wallahu a'lam. Sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad ala sahbihi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.